USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four astronauts successfully returned to Earth in a SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft today, bringing an end to their six-month-long journey at the International Space Station. It splashed down off the coast of Florida at 12:43 a.m. Eastern.
All right, as you can see there on your screen, Dragon Endurance carrying crew has splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico.
Female corrections officer 56-year-old Vicky White, who escaped with an Alabama inmate facing murder charges, had a relationship with the man that spanned at least 2 years. That's according to the Lauderdale County Sheriff's Office. She remains at large with 6'9" Casey White at 38 years old. Both are considered armed and dangerous. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
With all this military aid being given to Ukraine and the astronomical amount of U.S. military gear left behind in Afghanistan, how depleted are the U.S. supplies? Tim Berg reports.
As Russia's unprovoked attack on Ukraine continues and the United States continues to send weapons to Ukraine, reporters at a briefing with Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby are wondering if there will be a strain on U.S. stockpiles as it looks ahead to protecting Taiwan from a possible Chinese invasion. Secretary Kirby says the short answer to that is no.
That support, which we continue to provide, does not affect in any way our obligations under the Taiwan Relations Act or the other ways in which we're supporting Taiwan.
The 148th Kentucky Derby is this weekend. It always takes place on the first Saturday in May in Louisville, Kentucky. The race is open to the best 20 horses. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
As the White House announced, the new spokesperson will be Karine Jean-Pierre starting May 13th. It's another example of the White House and its close ties to mainstream media. Current spokesperson Jen Psaki will become a broadcaster on MSNBC, and Jean-Pierre is married to a CNN news anchor. Some other information about Jean-Pierre: she worked for radical organization MoveOn.org. She has a history of anti-Israeli radicalism, and she is married to a CNN anchor and correspondent, Suzanne Bolvino. And she once said Trump wanted to put a whites-only sign on the Statue of Liberty and claimed Trump had been a lifelong racist despite evidence to the contrary. Senator Kennedy on the Hill asked Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas this week about his new disinformation department.
When the department picked Ms. Jankowicz, did it know that she had vouched for the veracity of the Steele dossier?
We do not discuss internal hiring processes. Two, I was not aware of that fact. Three, as the Secretary of Homeland Security, I am responsible for the decisions of the department. And four, it is my understanding that Ms. Jankowicz is a subject matter expert. I was not aware of those videos. I, as a secretary, am responsible for the decisions of the department. The department does not discuss its internal hiring processes.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.